堂听 class.com。
Now let's come to lesson 18 of unit 5. 下面我们看第五单元第十八课 Lesson 18. They are going to the zoo. And what happens in the zoo? And what do they see in the zoo? 那么在动物园发生了什么？在动物园里面他们又看到了什么呢？ Now let's read the passage at the zoo. 下面我们看在动物园的这段文字。First, look. There is a zoo in our city. My parents often take me there on holidays. I like animals. I have a lot of toy animals in my room. In our city, there is a zoo. 我们城里面有一个动物园。My father and mother often take me there on holidays.That is, I often go with my father and mother to the zoo on holidays. On holidays, that is on Saturdays or Sundays. 我父母亲经常在假日带我到动物园去。I like animals. I have a lot of toy animals in my room. 我喜欢动物。在我房间里面有许多的 toy animals. Toy animals,That is not real animals. 不是真实的动物，是一些玩具动物。In the zoo, I can see tigers, elephants, monkeys, pandas, bears, snakes, and many other animals. So what can you see in the zoo? So I can see tigers, elephants, monkeys, pandas,There are snakes and many other animals in the zoo. 在动物园我们可以看到老虎、大象、猴子、熊猫、熊、蛇和许多其他的动物。Well, how about the animals? Are all the animals friendly to people? 那么动物园的动物它们表现怎么样啊？它们是否对人都很那个和善友好的呢？ Now,Let's go on. 好，下面我们继续看。Some animals are friendly, but some are not. That is, some animals are good to people, but some are not. For example, tigers, bears, and some snakes are dangerous. Dangerous, 危险的。Tigers, bears, and some snakes are dangerous.老虎、熊和有些蛇是很危险的。So、that is why they have to stay in cages. What does cage mean? Please guess. Yes, cage is a place for the dangerous animals to live in. Cage 是让这些危险动物所生活的地方，笼子。So that is why they have to...Stay in cages. Why they must stay in cages? 为什么他们必须得待在笼子里面的原因？ Well, I don't think it is good for animals to stay in cages. 但是我不认为这些动物待在笼子里面是好的。我认为这些动物老待在笼子里面是不好的。They should be free. 他们应该获得自由。Should 是应该的意思。They should be free. And the animals in cages cannot be happy. 那么这些笼子里面的动物是不可能高兴的，不可能感觉到快乐的。在这段里面请大家注意 friendly. Friendly 是友好的，友爱的。Dangerous 是危险的。Can't be happy.是表示一种否定的推断，不可能快乐，不可能高兴。Okay, then could you tell me what animals may be friendly to people? 那么你可以告诉我哪些动物可能对人是很友好的呢？ Yes, pandas and monkeys, good, and rabbits, dogs, and so on. But some animals are dangerous. Okay. What about tigers? We know tigers are very big and they are dangerous.
我们知道老虎是长得个头很大而且是很危险的。我们经常说山中的动物之王那么就是老虎要么就是狮子。啊，我们还通常说一山不存二虎就说明虎啊是很凶悍的。
Now let's see the life of the tiger in the zoo.
下面我们看看老虎在动物园的生活是什么样的。
Now let's go on. Tigers usually live in forests and mountains.
我们知道老虎通常是生活在 forests, 森林 and mountains, 在山里面是生活在森林里面或者是山里面。
They can run very fast. And they catch and eat more animals, like rabbits and deer. But now,They live in small rooms.
他们可以跑得很快而且他们能够 catch, 是抓捕捉和吃也就是捕食。啊捕食什么样呢像兔子啊鹿啊这样的越小的那个动物。
But now they live in small rooms.
而现在呢他们也是生活在这个小小的空间里面小小的房间里面。这个地方是 in small cages.在些小铁笼子里面。
They have nothing to do every day.
他们整日无事可干。
They have nothing to do every day. So they walk round and round in the cages.
于是他们在笼子里面怎么样呢 ?Walk round and round. 啊走过来又走过去一圈一圈的在里面走 ,walk round and round.
And they want to get out.
而且他们非常想要 get out, 要离开这个笼子。
They want to get out of the cage. They want to get out of the cage, and they want to be away from the cages. When they're tired, they sleep.
当他们走累了他们就睡了。
So that's the life of the tigers.In the zoo,
这就是老虎在动物园的生活。
So I feel sorry for them.
我为他们感觉到内疚，我为他们感觉到一种遗憾。Okay?
Have you ever seen the tigers in the zoo?
我们在动物园看到过动物吗
?Yes.
啊，我是看到过了。
Now, the tigers are freer.Or are more freer than they were before.
那么现在我看到动物园的老虎啊要比以前要自由一些。啊就放到一下那个仿野外的生活。有时候还喂它一些活的啊羊啊喂它一些活的鸡。
But I don't think it's good for tigers to stay in such a small place.
但是我也认为让这些老虎待在这个很小的这个范围里面是对他们不好的。
Then, what shall we do? Let them go out of the cages? Let them go out of the zoo?
就让他们跑出动物园吗
?But, they're dangerous.
但是他们又非常危险。
Then, what shall we do? 我们该怎么办呢 ?Could you tell me?
好那么大家可以谈一谈你怎么想你觉得该怎么办
?Okay, let's go on.And how about the dolphin?
那么在动物园里面那个 dolphin 是怎么样的呢
?Yes, the dolphin is very friendly.
那么海豚呢在动物园呢是非常友好的。
Now, let's see. I think the most interesting animal in the zoo is the dolphin. I like watching them swim and jump. And they swim fast and they jump very high.They can play with the ball, and they can stand up and walk on water. They're very friendly to people. If you fall into water and can't swim, they may come up to help you. The most interesting animal,
interesting, 有意思的,有趣味的, most 放在 interest 前面构成最高级。最有意思的动物是海豚。
The most interesting animal in the zoo is the dolphin. I like watching them swim and jump.
我喜欢观看它们游泳和跳跃。
They swim fast and they jump very high.
它们游泳游得非常之快，而且它们跳的呢也非常之高。
They can play with the ball.
他们会玩球。
And they can stand up and walk on water.
他们还可以站立起来在水面上行走。注意这个 walk 上面是打了引号的。
They're very friendly to people.
而且他们对人来说呢是非常友好亲善的。
If you fall into the water and can't swim,They may come up to help you.
Fall 是落下去、掉下去的意思。
If you fall into the water,
如果你掉到水里面去
and can't swim,
而且你不会游泳的话
they may come up to help you.
他们会过来帮助你的。那么在这段里面呢请大家特别注意这个 most interesting, 最有趣味的、最有意思的。好那么这个是构成了 interesting 的最高级。我们前面学了一些形容词的比较级和副词的比较级和最高级。那么它的规则的构成呢是在形容词后面或者副词后面加 er 构成比较级加 est 构成最高级。但是如果那个形容词呢比较长也就是三个音节或者更多的音节像 interesting 是一个非常长的。啊，那么这个时候它的比较级和最高级的构成呢就往往在这个形容词的前面加上一个 more,构成它的比较级加上 most 就构成它的最高级因此 interesting 有趣那么更有趣呢
yes
more interesting 那么最有趣呢最有意思呢
most interesting
for example 啊，汉语是很有意思的
Chinese is interesting
I think English is more interesting than Chinese 啊，我认为英语比汉语还有意思English is more interesting than Chinese. 但是我觉得历史啊是最有意思的。But I think history is the most interesting of all. So here, more interesting than most interesting. 好前面我们还学过一个比较长的形容词 For example, dangerous, 危险。那么更危险怎么说呢
Yes,
应该说 more dangerous. 那么最危险呢Most dangerous. For example, we say, 熊是很危险的。So, bears are dangerous. Bears are dangerous. But tigers are more dangerous than bears. 但是老虎要比熊更危险。So, tigers are more dangerous than bears. But I think snakes are the most dangerous. 但是我认为蛇是最危险的。But I thinksnakes are the most dangerous. 啊蛇是最危险的。Why? 啊因为那个蛇啊它是你防不胜防不知道什么时候它一下就出来了。啊毕竟熊和老虎大家还看得到可以躲避它。Well, so much for interesting, more interesting, and most interesting. Dangerous, more dangerous, and the most dangerous. Now let's come to modal verbs.Must, may, and can. 在这个单元里面出现了 must, may 和 can 这三个情态动词。那么我们请大家注意要把握情态动词的用法，要掌握每个词所表示的情态的分寸。Well, let's see. Must, can, and may. Must, can, and may. 从字面上看呢 must 是必须一定。Can 是表示能够会 May 是表示可能可以那从语气上来看呢 Must 是最强的了好下面我们根据句子的意思看用哪个填空最好
The first one I'm not good at listening I blank work hard at it I'm not good at listening I blank work hard at itI'm good at swimming. I blank swim across the river. He's not good at English. He blank failed the exam this term.
这个里面有一个生词是 fail the exam, 意思是考试不及格。The fail the exam, fail 是失败的意思。Fail the exam, 意思是考试不及格。
Then, what words shall we use? The first, I'm not good at listening. I blank work hard at it.
我的听力不好，我要努力来提高我的听力。那这个地方用哪个呢？
Yes, we must use must. So, I'm not good at listening, I must work hard at it. The second, I'm good at swimming, I blank swim across the river.
我很擅长于游泳，我能够游过江，我可以游过江。
Yes, I can swim across the river.
我能够游过那条江。
I can swim across the river.
The third,He's not good at English. He may fail the exam this term. 他的英语不好，这个学期啊，他可能会考不及格。
He may fail the exam.
啊，那么这呢，是表示一种情态的概念。Now, let's go on. The next exercise.
Blank, I'll be here before 6?
No, you needn't. 这种填空要注意根据上下文的提示。Now, the second.
She'll be here at that time?
No,
he'll be here a little late.
I come by bike?
No, you must come on the school bus.
那么这个地方的那个上下的提示呢，就在答语里面，回答里面。
I'll be here before 6,
意思是在六点钟前我到这里。
No, you need it.
你不必要，你没有那个必要。那这个地方应该填哪个呢？
Yes, must.
Must I be here before 6?
No, you needn't.
我必须得在6点钟前到这里吗？不，你不必，你不，没有必要6点钟以前到这里。那根据这个 needn't 的提示，我们这个地方填了 must.
The second. Can you be here at that time?
那么就在那个时候可以到达这里吗？
No, he'll be here a little late.
这个地方是表示他能够到不啊，能不能在那个时候到。
No, he'll be here a little late.
不，他将会稍稍迟一点到这里来的。
The last one. May I come by bike?
我能够骑自行车来吗？
No, you must come on the school bus.
不，你必须得乘校车来。
You must come on the school bus.
You must come on the school bus. 这个上 must 的回答限定了前面是一种征求，可不可以？就 May I come by bike? 但是值得提出的呢 ，may 呢在口语里面呢经常用 can 或者 could 来代替。For example, May I come in? 我可以进来吗？但在通常的日常口语里面也可以说 Can I come in? May I help you? 我能够给你帮帮忙吗？在口语里面说。Can I help you? 或者是 Could I help you? 我能否帮帮你的忙啊？那么 can 有的时候呢情态动词它用表示一种请求，比如说 Could you come? 你能否来吗？那么可以用它的过去式呢表示一种语气更为婉转更有礼貌。好，这是 must can 和 may 它的基本用法。在本单元里面呢还出现了有 can 的否定式来表示一种对过去的和对一个事情的一种推断 cannot 那么 must 呢可以表示一种推断 can't 也可以表示一种推断那么它们的意义啊，在区别上在用法上要注意什么呢请大家看下一组练习Must 和 can't 都可以表示一种推断或者推测。Must 表示推断的时候表示一定、肯定、一定是一种非常肯定的一种推断。那么 can't 呢是表示不可能啊、不会的、不可能的是一种否定的推断。所以请记住如果表示对一个事情的肯定的推断呢通常用 must。如果表示对某一个事的否定的推断呢通常用 can't。
For example, Rose doesn't want to eat today. She blank be ill, I think.
比如 Rose 今天呢不想吃东西。
Rose doesn't want to eat today.
I think, 因此我认为她肯定病了。那这是一种肯定的推断。So,
she must be ill, I think.
I think she must be ill. 我认为她一定生病了。
She blinked the ear because she is not playing basketball.
啊，她病了，因为她现在还在打篮球了。那么这个地方是一种肯定的推断还是一种否定推断呢？
对，是一个否定的推断。
啊，所以说，因为她现在还在打篮球，所以她不可能病了，她不可能生病。
So, she can't be ill because she is not playing basketball.
好，下面我们再看后面。
I'll be here a little late because the traffic is busy in the morning.
那这个地方是因为那个在早晨啊那个交通是非常繁忙的。所以我是肯定会来晚呢还是有可能来晚呢或者我不可能来晚呢对这是表示一种猜测不是那么肯定的推断。就是我有可能会晚一点来。
Well,
好，那么我们学了情态动词还可以表示一种推断和推测或者一种猜测。那如果是比较肯定的用 must， 如果是不太肯定可以用 you may， 如果是表示对的一种否定的一种判断就不可能那个样就用 can't。
OK， then I think you must work very hard at English and you may do better and better in your English。
我想你们一定都很努力在学英文，你们的英文呢可能会越学越好。
Now, best wishes for your success.
衷心祝愿大家学外语能够成功。这个单元我们就辅导到这里。